Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We almost had a great bit going. I briefly said that the Reddick trade was happening and Rooster was on the phone and got very jumpy.
Got off.
But then the Cluster Buster came in and Cluster
Buster. He was actually talking to his son, JP. That is wrong on you.
All I said was Rooster's on the phone breaking the Reddick trade. I was joking because he seemed like he was locked in on a call.
And then I said, to here? Or to where? And you said, here? Like, I was holy crap.
I saw my opportunity, yes. And what we do on this program is when we don't knock for opportunity, right. You kick doors down.
You bust chops for a living.
Yeah. Hello, Chris.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Landfill, I described Rooster's look today as looking extra homeless. Does that seem accurate?
I mean, you're asking Landfill then?
Jeff?
You don't look too homeless. You look a little homeless, not too homeless.
Just semi-homeless.
If he was standing on North Capitol.
This shirt is like 14 years old.
If he was standing on North Capitol, you'd give him a buck.
Two blue shirts now. I think he changed his color, y'all.
He burned his burgundy shirt. Things are going poorly.
You're wearing Carolina blue the week we play the Panthers?
Oh!
That's a good call.
All right, you and JP with these blues,
yo,
man.
I have adjusted my wardrobe.
I do want to point out you were wearing your
blue and gray shirt.
You were wearing your Cowboys gear in the Baltimore press box the other day.
I was wearing a blue blazer because the other team wears purple.
Uh-huh.
It was a blue blazer, mm-hmm. And the other team wears purple.
I'm just saying what I've heard through the grapevine and what I witnessed with my own eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have called you kind of homeless. We're having hypothetical trade discussion. There's probably nobody better for this than you.
Right. Well, Doc is. I mean, Doc, this is Doc special.
Doc was really locked in when I pitched this.
Doc's going to love when I actually, open the show, too, I guess.
So what will be your hypothetical trade?
Listen, I don't know how the Jonathan Allen and Dorrance Armstrong situation is going to play out because clearly one is gone for the year. Dorrance might be gone for some time. Not sure how that's going to play out. So I think defensive end / defensive line now is a major, major, major concern, which it wasn't like a major, major concern until Sunday afternoon, right? But corner is still, I guess, the number one concern that I think most reasonable people mm-hmm. have. All I know is this. You got a couple of guys. One guy coming in, right? J.C. Horn, Carolina. You got Greg Newsom, who was just here. I think it's Greg Newsom, right? He was just here with the Browns a couple of weeks ago. You got Xavien Howard, who's out as a free agent. I would prefer that method, but I don't know how much money a street free agent who's now missed 6 weeks of the season and you would presume is not going to be ready immediately, how much that guy like that is going to cost, especially a guy that was making like $17, $18 million a year. So if you're going to significantly improve, I don't know if you're going to spend, like on a big acquisition, 2 years, 3 years, $45 million or whatever it is, I think it's more likely that you're going to trade for a young, established player. And those are two of the guys that seemingly are certainly on bad teams and may be available.
What do you think the comp is?
What's if we're cost? Talking those two guys, I would say no more than a fifth
round. Let's start here because we talked about those guys, and I think do you have a preference between the two? Because they're not trading for two quarters.
Right. I would – J.C. Horn was a top 10 pick, wasn't he?
So who's the other one in the
– Newsom, right? I thought J.C. Horn was a top 10 pick at one point.
He was definitely a first rounder. I thought he might be 13, but that might be Reddick because I just looked him up.
Probably lean towards him, but
he's had a lot of injuries, dude.
I know he has. You're right.
He was the eighth overall pick.
Okay. And listen, that Carolina defense, I was just talking to what do you call him? The cluster buster?
Yep.
You know, like look, the Carolina Panthers on offense isn't the problem. They're not that bad. It's their defense, which has been ravaged. I mean, Chin and Luvu are here. They lost their best defensive lineman in Derek Brown after they had traded their other best defensive lineman in Brian Burns. So this should be an opportunity for the Commanders, you know, to put up 30-plus points, you would think, pretty easily. You know, if you take away J.C. Horn, right, I guess it theoretically weakens them even more and exposes them even more.
I don't think you're getting it done before this week.
Probably not.
Who's your preference, Horn or Newsom?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would lean towards Horn. I mean, I don't have a strong lean one. I mean, who do you guys like?
Ward. But it's...
Denzel.
He has years.
Oh, well, all right. Are you getting Denzel Ward?
That was our hypothetical.
Okay.
So we've had callers call in and pitch him.
Right.
And somebody said a second for Denzel Ward. And you got contractual control. He's already signed his big extension. Now, he has had some head injuries, but by and large, he plays.
He plays at a high level. Yeah. I would probably lean towards...
Newsom's also on the Browns, but you got no contractual control there.
Right. You got, two third-round picks?
Yeah, two-thirds. Jahan.
Would you pay a second and a third if that's what Cleveland was holding out for?
For Ward?
I think that's a lot, right? For Denzel Ward?
Yeah, but you've got him for 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I guess if I asked second and third, I guess I would pay a second, right? I don't want to pay a second, but you got to give something to get something.
If
you can get Denzel Ward,
if you ask
you
a guy to restructure, you got to be ready to cut him.
Right.
There you go.
What do you think about Hassan Reddick?
No.
Why?
Sorry, but that guy's already demonstrated he cares nothing about anyone but himself, and I don't want to upset the apple cart here and bring in a completely self-absorbed player. He can absolutely – he's a great player.
They told him they were going to restructure his deal, got him there, and then they tried not to. I would have held out on him, too.
I
probably would be in camp by now because I ain't going to leave all my money out
there. Think about how bad this has to be, right? No matter what and the Jets counter, they say they never promised anything for whatever it's worth. But just say they did. Think about how bad it had to be that his agency fired him. Not he fired his agency.
I saw that. But Rosenhaus also gobbled him up right away. It's not like he's on the street.
Yeah.
And it's not like he had to sign with some cut rate.
Maybe the agency was just worried about getting paid. They were worried about themselves.
A CAA.
So they're like, oh, you take this contract, man. Don't worry about nothing else.
Does CAA need to get paid that bad?
Hey, some people
I don't know
do.
If they do.
I got one.
But I see your point.
I got one, Bruce.
Yeah.
This is from Cody Betts, tech executive.
Yes.
Emmanuel Forbes, Jamin Davis, and a first rounder to Minnesota for Justin Jefferson.
Cody, he come with a stupidetical. Minnesota not getting rid of Justin Jefferson, no matter what the hell you offer them.
I think Cody's already prepared. What's that skit and bit you guys do? The real or fake thing?
Yeah,
I think Cody's already in that lab.
That's already fake.
You know? I mean, of course you would make that trade if the Commanders could make that trade, but the Vikings are 5-0 at last check.
We had our guy Jupe, who's a great listener, great caller, said to send Crowder to Tennessee for DeAndre Hopkins.
Jameson Crowder?
I had to tell him that Crowder was on IR. And there's one dude in the NFL you could trade for, who to be?
Ooh.
Because you know what's interesting?
I mean, it might be Justin Jefferson.
Well, it's no longer a quarterback. Think about that.
Yeah.
For the last 20 years, have you said that question?
A lot of crappy quarterbacks out there. Yeah, but it might be Justin Jefferson.
But your answer's not Mahomes or Lamar.
You feel comfortable with Jaden.
Yeah, you think you might have one of them. They haven't had one of them.
Yeah.
You do have a show, Roost.
I do.
I don't want to get you in too much trouble.
I do. Matt's already standing by.
Yeah. Essek loves when we do this.
Yes.
Doc will be excited that you're coming in, you know, a lot of time to prep.
Can I steal the fantasy trade talk from you guys?
You're going to anyway.
And then bounce it off the DOC?
Yeah, you're going to anyway.
I mean, he thinks I annoy him and piss him off on purpose anyway, so.
You probably do.
Yeah, probably.
Be careful, man. You know, Doc, old dude, he carries stuff with him.
Chris Russell,
we're
ladies.
Wearing a Dodger shirt today. Thank you, boys.
When we come back, Barstool Nate.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.